Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. Do you want to get right into it with a shout of joy? A shout of joy on the organ? Let's. I give you Paul Manns, an organist and composer who lived from 1919 to 2009. He was an American. And here he is, doing up an old Welsh hymn written by John Hughes in 1907. Some people know the hymn as God of Grace and God of Glory. Others know it as Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. Anyway, here's Paul Manns doing it up. A thrilling performance. We have heard Paul Manns in his version of an old beloved Welsh hymn written by John Hughes. Again, I'm Jay Nordlinger, bringing you Music for a While. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes, Google Play, and so on. If you'd like to write to me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. I noticed that Senator Mitt Romney participated in a march in which people sang This Little Light of Mine, the beloved spiritual. I commented that my favorite arrangement of it was by Margaret Bonds, an arrangement used for decades by Lean Teen Price, the great soprano. Before she sang it, usually as an encore, Price always announced that it was her mother's favorite spiritual. A listener of ours, an extraordinarily knowledgeable one, Judith Ellis, let me know that Margaret Bonds had said a poem of Langston Hughes, I Too. In fact, Judith herself had sung this song, if I remember correctly. Did I mention she is a singer, in addition to other things? She shared with me a recording of the poet reading his own poem. Here it is.
I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful we are and be ashamed. I too am America.
That was Langston Hughes reciting his I Too. I love the simple, unadorned, matter-of-fact way in which he recites his poem. And here is the song that Margaret Bonds made out of it, performed by Icy Renee Simpson and our Tina McCain. We've heard I Too by Margaret Bonds, sung by Icy Renee Simpson, accompanied by our Tina McCain. And if I've mispronounced any names, please forgive me. Speaking of the mispronunciation of names, I believe the composer's name is Zhevsky, Frederick Zhevsky, R-Z-E-W-S-K-I. And his Frederick is without a K on the end. He's an American composer and pianist, born in 1938. He has often written music with political associations. He is a man of the left. I mean the real left, not like Al Gore, let's say. I have written about Zhevsky several times, mainly because Igor Levit champions him. Levit, as you know, is the great Russian-German pianist born in 1987. A few weeks ago, a demonstration passed under the windows of my apartment, and I heard the crowd chant, "The people united will never be defeated." That is a slogan from Chile in the early 1970s. The slogan was turned into a song by Sergio Ortega, a noted Chilean communist. And in the mid-1970s, Frederick Zhevsky wrote 36 variations for piano on the song. The work takes a little more than an hour to play. It is surely one of the outstanding piano works of the second half of the 20th century. The composer himself played it in Miami in 2017 at the age of 78. Let's hear him in the theme and a couple of the variations. As I mentioned, the work lasts more than an hour. We've had a taste. You've heard Frederick Jefsky in his People United Variations, played in Miami 3 years ago. Another reader, or listener, or both, sent me a very cynical song. A fun song, though. It captured my correspondent's mood. The song is from Barnum, a musical by Cy Coleman, words by Michael Stewart. The musical dates from 1980. And the song is Thank God I'm Old. Kind of a kick. See if you can relate.
When you see the shape the world is in, when the way it is ain't what it's been, when folks just care for gold, thank God I'm old. When you take a gander at the news, when you hear the language people use, when no sweet songs are sung, I don't wanna be young. Daddy time, he doesn't fret me. Should he spy me, that don't upset me. Let him eye me, come and get me. That's fun by me. Age don't worry me. When you see the way folks misbehave, when it's only good times that they crave, when kids are much too bold, thank God I'm old. When there ain't no king men left alive, when they call you 3 men out of 5, end up locked up or hung, I don't wanna be young.
That was Thank God I'm Old from the musical Barnum by Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart, sung by Terry White. Well, feel like some more organ music? I had never heard this piece till the other day. In fact, I had never heard of the composer, and I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's an Englishman who lived in the first half of the 20th century, 1909 to 1952. He is Herbert Murrill, or Murrill, M-U-R-R-I-L-L. And speaking of double L, the piece is Carillon. Lots of organ composers like to suggest the Carillon in their music. Louis Vierne did it most famously in his Westminster Carillon. We will hear this other piece, played by the late, great Peter Herford, in the Sydney Opera House.
Thank you.
Carillon by Herbert Merle, or Merle, played by Peter Herford. Many years ago, I was awed by an aria from Handel's oratorio, Saul, called O Lord, Whose Mercy's Numberless. It was recorded by David Daniels, the countertenor, in 2001. Accompanying him was the Orchestral Ensemble of Paris, conducted by John Nelson. I had an opportunity to mention to Nelson the greatness of this aria. He said, "You know, the whole oratorio is like that. No one knows this work, Saul, but the whole thing is at the level of that one great aria." Well, the aria is just about the most balm-like thing I know. Here it is. O Lord, Whose Mercy's Numberless, from the oratorio Saul by George Frederick Handel, sung by David Daniels with the Orchestral Ensemble of Paris under John Nelson. Earlier, I mentioned This Little Light of Mine, arranged by Margaret Bonds, and sung so frequently and faithfully by Leontine Price. You didn't think I was going to withhold that from you, did you? That would have been a cheat or tease. In 1991, Price gave her last Carnegie Hall recital. She was accompanied by her longtime pianist, David Garvey. She sang 9 encores, I believe, on that occasion. Enjoy This Little Light. See you later.
My mother's favorite spiritual, This Little Light of Mine, arranged.